In Kandahar today, 6 pro-Taliban Arab fighters were killed when U.S. Special Forces and Afghan soldiers stormed the hospital where the fighters had been holed up in a ward. Apparently armed with pistols and grenades, the fighters had threatened to blow up the ward if attacked. They held out for 7 weeks before they died in a final burst of gunfire. NPR's Steve Inskeep spent the day outside the hospital. Steve, how were the Arabs finally overcome?
Bob, it took about 8 hours today. The first part of this raid, we're told by Afghan authorities, began about 4:30 in the morning local time, and the initial assault by Afghan soldiers was repulsed by these 6 wounded Taliban Arab fighters. They had grenades, they had pistols, they apparently had at least a couple of Kalashnikov rifles. Several Afghan soldiers were wounded. After that, there was something of a pause. The Afghans and their American advisors tried to negotiate with the prisoners inside. They got nothing except a fire. The Arabs, or so-called Arabs, set fire to the hospital wing where they'd been holding out. They threw grenades out the windows. This continued until the early afternoon when 10 Afghans moved in. They moved room to room, throwing hand grenades ahead of them. They killed 3 of the Arabs with the grenades. They found 3 more hiding under hospital beds, we're told, Bob, and there they killed those 3 as well.
What role did American Special Forces play?
Now, Afghans say none except providing advice and providing some security. And we did see a fair number of U.S. Special Forces, Special Operations soldiers standing around the perimeter outside the main Kandahar hospital. I do have to say that it seemed that the Americans were a little bit more involved than that, though. Reporters were able to see American snipers in position outside some of the windows, the barred windows of this hospital ward. And we also saw at least 1 U.S. soldier moving in and out of the hospital wing. But we're told that as far as that final assault goes, it was Afghan soldiers only.
How did these men hold out for so long?
Now, that's a good question. And Afghan authorities acknowledge that somebody appeared to be helping them. I mean, 7 weeks, you really can't survive 7 weeks without being fed. And authorities believe that these men were perfectly well fed. Someone was slipping food into them from time to time. There are many stories about who that might have been, who might have been cooperating with them, sympathetic to them. In addition, there's the big question, Bob, of where they got their weapons. These men not only had grenades, which they possibly could have sneaked into the hospital when they came in, but also rifles. Where did they come from? There haven't been a lot of answers yet.
And this all took place in a hospital that remained open for business.
Yeah, that's maybe the most amazing thing. I've been by the hospital a number of times in the last several weeks, asking doctors and patients about entirely unrelated matters. This is the main hospital in Kandahar. They couldn't close it down. This is a city in a country that's drastically short of medical care as it is. And so, yeah, doctors continued doing their business, actually in the same building, in a different wing, than the prisoners were holding out. And there were just a few Afghan guards around most of the time to make sure they didn't walk out of the hospital. Everyone else tried to behave normally, and even after the shootout started today, Bob, patients remained in their beds. A couple hours into the shooting, they did evacuate some patients whose windows faced the hospital wing, but the rest of them remained where they were, and the doctors remained there treating them.
NPR Steve Inskeep in Kandahar, Afghanistan.